This is National Work Zone Safety Week. More orange barrels start popping up this time of year. Last year, there were more than 7,200 work zone crashes in Michigan alone. Joining us now from the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association is Rob Coppersmith, Executive Vice President in charge of everything. Rob, good morning and welcome to your morning wake up.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me. You're right about that ride. I drove up to the National Work Zone Awareness Kickoff. There was six speakers, the Lieutenant Governor being one of them, and it was really nice just to take back roads on the way home from Midland to Lansing and enjoy that sunny ride. But we do know that the orange barrels are a frustration. They're a necessary frustration, and they're a necessary signal to drivers that they may need to change their behavior. So thanks for that tee up.
Well, we complain about everything. One, we complain there's too many orange barrels, then we complain that the infrastructure is bad. So you can't have both. And, you know, if you have to find a different way around, do that. But if you have to absolutely go through the construction zone, is the biggest problem, Rob, is people, and I'm guilty of it too. You get impatient and you want to rush through. Is that the biggest problem?
Well, I think there's a lot of problems, but frustration and a lack of planning is probably one of them. We do telegraph where the projects are going to be, like, you know, and even the start dates with arrow boards and message signs and all that kind of stuff. And I think some people just don't put that reality into their calendar and think about going different ways. My office is situated in Okemos, which is right by the big 127 reconstruct now, part of the governor's bonding program. So, you know, I don't plan on taking that stretch of road all year long. and it'll probably help my sanity. So, certainly is that. I think there's, you know, just even a simple concept of a zipper. You know how the zipper on your coat works? That's how coming into a construction zone should work. Is every other car, a little bit of respect for each other.
Good luck.
And that. But instead, we live in a state where it's like, I'm not letting anybody in. I'm going to ride on that bumper ahead of me, and you are. I'm going to make you sit in that left lane until, you know, the cows come home. But they don't understand what they're doing to themselves. So the zipper concept works well in other states. In Michigan, it just hasn't caught on yet.
You know, when it works, it works. I wouldn't blame just Michigan. Every state screws this up. Try going to Chicago. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be construction. If you're downtown rush hour on a Friday, good luck. I don't know how those people live. But every year, like at fireworks, when we go to leave, I sometimes I'm saying, zipper, people, zipper, hello. And then, you know, you're at the... my wife gets a kick out of me sometimes, but I hope she does anyway.
It's a hard concept to understand that you can actually get through quicker if people are letting more people in. So
yeah,
I get it. It conceptually, it doesn't add up sometimes for people, but we know that it's a proven method. You know, and this year, you know, you said we had over 7,200 crashes in work zones last year. That's 20 fatalities. Those are people that aren't going home at the end of the day. And that's just, it's, to be blunt, it's just disgusting. It's unnecessary. We're working our damnedest to try to change that.
Rob, let me ask you this. The guy with the, you know, the slow and stop sign, the guy that stands there, or the lady that, and they're on the radio at the other end, and okay, they're coming, they're going. That guy must get a lot of money because he's right out there on the front lines. I mean, it's a bore. For one thing, it's got to be boring as hell. That would bore me out of my mind. But you can't get bored because as soon as you drop your guard, that's when something happens there. But two, man, I hope they pay those people well.
Yeah, and those people take a lot of verbal abuse from drivers that are frustrated,
man.
And that's the person they can take it out on. And it's a thankless job, to be quite honest. A couple years ago, I think it is not last summer, summer before last, we even had an incident that got caught on camera in Metro Detroit of of a basically work van that was challenging this, like a bull challenging the matador with a cape, and was charging this stop traffic regulator, and it was just absolutely ridiculous.
Those people trained, like when it gets that gnarly, are they trained just, hey, don't get hurt, just get out of the way and let this on you?
Yeah,
but then if that crazy person goes through, then everybody, all the other workers are in trouble.
Right. So they're trained to A, not put themselves at personal risk, and then B, to alert the crew with whatever mechanisms they have in place, whether it be a loud horn, or, you know, communication to a foreman, if they can do that. There's all sorts of, phase two type warnings that they can do for a crew to let someone know that you have someone that's kind of lost it going through.
Yeah, and I've never noticed, but do they get body cams? Because that might help too.
I think that it's not required by MyOSHA, but I think some of our contractors do have some body cams, at least for that job, but not all.
I don't want to focus just on the flag person with the slow and stop sign, but that's the person that's the forefront. That's the person you see, right? And that's the person that catches, like you said, they catch all the crap from everybody. How do they flip a coin at the beginning of the day? Everybody gets to the job site and they go like, okay, put your foot in, ink a bink, a bottle of ink, a cork fell out, now you stay. Okay, whoop, you're on the stop sign. How do they pick that person? Or is that an actual job you just do all the time?
That person is that person every day. They go through a lot of training to handle that situation. Unfortunately, if you see that guy or gal out there, they're generally doing it for the entire construction season.
Oh, that would be the most challenging yet boring job. Because really, I mean, you have to stay alert. You can't get bored with it. You're standing
right
there.
Come on, Mike, you're hurting my workforce development angle here.
Sorry.
We need more workers in this
area. What does that person, okay, come on, Rob. What's that person make? That's got they make good scratch.
Yeah, I would say, depending on the contractor and if it's a prevailing wage job or not, I'm going to say anywhere between $25 and $35 an hour, and probably have some nice overtime, and probably make enough money in 4 months to support a family. So,
but you think about a hot summer day out there in the sun, and you're turning a stop sign or whatever. I mean, you don't get to be the guy on the steamroller with the umbrella. Oh, man. I want to just have a position
in the past,
where
they didn't even allow them to have anything to sit on. So we've changed that a little bit.
That's good.
Allow them to have something to lean on when they need to. But
I'm not qualified to do much. Rob, I don't get, I'm not, as you've noticed on this show, I'm not qualified to do very much, including this show, but I would be, how about this, a job for me? For the stop sign guy, stop slow sign, hire me to go out, I'll wear a hard hat and a vest and just have a fan and just like a palm frond and just like a pool guy, like, here you go. And I'd get exercise too.
I'm certain I could keep you busy.
I bet. All right. You know, we joke around, and I like to joke around, but Rob Coppersmith, the Executive Director, Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. This is National Work Zone Safety Week. You wonder, why do we need that? Because over 7,200 people got hurt, 20 people died. But you and me racing through, for the most part, racing through, getting impatient, racing through a construction zone. What's the other problems there?
The other problems is, it's distraction. We have some new distracted driving laws, but the distracted driving has gone through the roof in the last decade with the advent of these awesome phones that are great for certain things, but not really great for vehicles. So the hands-free, I think that you'll see a stepped-up enforcement this summer on that, just from the ads I've been hearing and from what the Michigan State Police said yesterday at the National Work Zone kickoff. So I think if we can handle the distracted, and then there's some series of bills that are being worked on for camera enforcement. We 23 other states have camera enforcement in construction zones. That takes state police out of harm's way because, you know, that's a dangerous place to be if you want to pull somebody over. And the camera enforcement has shown just astronomical savings. And Arizona just implemented camera enforcement, and I believe their crashes are down 53% in work zones, which is just, and nationally, it's between an average between 25 and 37% reduction in crashes just by having a camera in the work zone. And these aren't like gotcha cameras. These are, we're going to let you know there's a camera ahead. They'll be posted on the state's website. It's just a tool to change your mentality. Even your first camera ticket is $0. And the next one after that's $150. And if you're a good citizen for 3 years, you go back to $0. It's not a a revenue issue. It's a behavioral issue. So we're seeing the success in that in other states, and we'd like to bring that success to our work zones in Michigan.
And ultimately, you can't legislate people being smart. You just can't. No. So it's all on us. People, slow down. It's construction season. You know that. I know you're gonna grumble about it, but then we grumble about the infrastructure. So it's the way it is. I mean, ancient Rome had to fix their roads too. So here we are.
Yeah.
Rob Coppersmith.
Hey, put on some good music.
Yeah, come on. Or listen to me.
Right.
Hey, Rob. Thanks a lot, pal. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
See you, buddy. 1320 WILS.